Stop 4, across the wetland.
This boardwalk takes you through a thicket of shrubs, trees, and ferns adapted to a wet environment. The wet soil is also prime skunk cabbage habitat. Skunk cabbage, one of the first plants to emerge in late winter, relies on flies for pollination because most other pollinators haven't emerged yet. What attracts flies? The smell of rotting meat and garbage. Can you detect the skunk cabbage's unpleasant odor? You will also find sweet pepperbush with its fragrant summertime spikes of fragrant flowers and red maples thriving here. In winter, sweet pepperbush has many small seed pods that look like tiny peppercorns. Winterberry is another common plant that likes this wet community. Like other members of the holly family, only the female plants produce berries. Stop for a moment and feel the coolness rising from the damp earth all around you. The surrounding forest and thick wetland shrub habitat provide food and shelter to a wide variety of birds here at North River. Vocal, as well as visible, birds can often be recognized by their songs. Here are the calls of some of our most common woodland birds. Listen for them as you continue along this trail. Two migratory birds that are still here in late fall are the American robin and the catbird. The catbird mimics other species, but can be recognized by the scratchy meow interspersed in its song.
The trail will soon lead to a fork. There is a seating area on the left side just before the trail divides. Bear right to continue along the sensory trail. The guide rope continues along the right side at this point. The left branch of the trail leads on to the woodland loop. The woodland loop does not have a guide system and does have roots and stones along the way that need to be navigated. If you feel bumps in the boardwalk, you have ventured onto the left branch.